had a go out there for you today?
I think it went pretty well. It was fun. I mean, the altitude wasn't as bad as I expected it to be, as bad as everyone talked it up. So maybe I was just expecting a little worse, but it was fun. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed competing with some phenomenal players, and it's an experience that you got to take in and have fun with.
What was it like working with Coach Snyder?
It was fun. It was fun. I mean, you learn so much. I think, the biggest thing for me is just learning things I can work on in my game, and just, working with them for a short period of time. It was amazing, the things that I learned.
You had a pretty good combine shooting-wise, and, obviously your athleticism test, yeah, the way you tested athletically. How do you build on that in the individual workouts?
I think it's a matter of just, showing guys that I can be more than just a shooter. I think, at Notre Dame we were one of, if not the most efficient offenses in the country, at our level. And I think, the reason for that was because everyone was so good at what they did. No one really outstepped their boundaries. They just, did what they did best, and everyone else, had a role that did the same thing. So, mine happened to be shooting, rebounding, playing tough, doing the things that, I have to do at the next level, but also, not doing some things that I would have to do at the next level, such as ball handling, such as pick and roll situations, such as being more like a two guard. So it's cool to, come out and show that even though I didn't do it, it's not something I can't do. It's just something obviously I have to work on, but also something that, I just didn't do instead of can't do.
Have you weighed the baseball versus basketball dilemma? Have you made a final decision on that as basketball?
Where you're going? It's funny. I've never even heard that question before. I'm kidding. I hear it all the time.
Not here yet.
Yeah, true. Exactly. The first lesson here. For me, I'm just going to be basketball 100%, from here on out until, I get kicked out of the league or don't make the league, whatever it ends up being. I think, obviously, I have a love for both sports, but, when you look at it, with all the time and effort I've put into basketball and, the athleticism and stuff you need for basketball is something that, I feel like I have to do first and something I want to do first.
Not a bad position to be in, though, if baseball is a fallback, right?
I mean, you'll never hear me complain about it, that's for sure.
Is it NBA for best then for you, or is D League or Europe an option as you try to develop your NBA or your basketball game?
I think it's all kind of circumstantial. That being said, if it wasn't related to an NBA team, if an NBA team didn't pick me up and say, hey, you're on our team, but we're going to have you develop a little bit in the developmental league, or if someone was just like, hey, maybe go to Europe for a few years and try to come back in a little while, I think that's where I kind of draw a line. That's where it'd probably be, having a business degree from Notre Dame would probably be financially savvy of me to just go over there when I could stay here.
How has your 4 years of college experience helped you, as opposed to a lot of the guys in the draft obviously are just in college for 1 or 2 years?
I think it's helped me a lot just by learning so much of the game, playing so much of the game, having so much time spent around the game, and also just getting the academic side of things done, being able to not have to worry about that, focus fully on basketball, and from here on out.
What did your stint in the New York Penn League, what did you learn, I guess, about your basketball career through that? Because you decided to leave and then go back to play basketball.
No, I think it was a great experience for me just to see how pros, come about it every single day. I think, obviously you see guys in baseball that it's their lives and it's something that, they do and they've done since they were very little. And it's, something that it's their job, and you got to approach it in a professional way. You got to handle your business professionally day in and day out. And to be able to, bring that experience back to the Notre Dame basketball locker room and to have that experience for myself showed me, what it would be like. Like whether it is the MLB or the NBA, how you have to, go about your business every single day and how you have to manage your time and how hard you have to work at it in order to make it and be successful at it.
Do you have a relationship with Jack Cooley?
Absolutely. Me and Jack played together for 2 years. I was just talking to him before the workout. It's no surprise to me the success that he's having. I mean, he was always one of the hardest working guys, and it's just cool to hear, about the Utah Jazz from his perspective being on the team.
How does it work? How long do the Orioles have your rights?
So the Orioles have my rights for 6 years from the draft, so 5 years from now. That being said, I'm not under contract. The contract was for an extended period of time before I went back to school. So, it's more or less just, a matter of playing basketball until I can't play no more.
Have they
anymore,
out?
I guess Notre Dame would be mad at me for that grammar.
Have they reached out to you at any point in recently about pitching again?
Of course. I mean, we have a great relationship. It hasn't been, left on bad terms, so to speak. We talk every once in a while, and you know, obviously they want me to come back, but they also know, you know, where I stand on things. And you know, it's been, it was nice of them to, you know, give me the opportunity to go back to school. And I think, you know, they kind of saw the train coming down the tracks.
What did Jack Louie tell you about Utah?
He said it's the best city in America. Best team in America. Jack Louie, I mean, he didn't have a bad word to say. He's loved it here. He's loved every second of it. And, you know, he told me just it's a great organization with great teammates, great people. And, you know, it would be an amazing experience to be a part of it.
You mentioned that you wanted to add other pieces to your game besides just the shooting. Kind of show that off a little bit. Do you have someone in mind who you want to model your game after to try to become at the pro level?
You know, for me, I think it's Wesley Matthews. I think, you know, if you look at the way, you know, he kind of came up through the ranks, you know, he even went undrafted. He was a guy that's about the similar size as me, similar height, similar, you know, weight. And, you know, he's obviously developed his shooting. He's obviously been able to develop other things, you know, defend, you know, rebound, handle the ball, things of that nature. And, you know, it's something that, you know, not many people really think about it until I mention it. And then so after doing my research and I found him, I thought it was a pretty good comparison.
Going back to that, I mean, the baseball stuff, I know that with Notre Dame, you probably get the comparison a lot with Jeff Samardzija.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to him about, you know, as him being a Notre Dame alum, about just what it's like to be a two-sport athlete and making those decisions?
So his brother's actually my agent for baseball.
Okay.
So his older brother's my agent for baseball, so I know his family pretty well. I talked to Jeff a few times. Nothing, you know, extensive with how busy we both are. But, you know, his brother's kind of the segue into that. And, you know, I've learned a lot from him.
What has he told you about that process?
Just keep going for as long as you can. I think, you know, it's a little bit different with football and baseball, considering, you know, football is so taxing on your body and you don't have that as long of a career on average. So his decision process was a little different than mine, and there's really no one that can tell you how to go about it. Not many people do it. So I think, you know, the best advice he gave me was just keep doing what you're doing and see how long you can ride it out for.